Scientists have long debated the power of subliminal messages, those imperceptible hints that evade our consciousness. In tomorrow's issue of the journal Science, researchers now show that the brain does indeed decode and respond to such hidden messages, but they don't appear to be very long-lasting. Michelle Trudeau reports.
Researchers have for years been debating whether subliminal messages like the words "eat popcorn" flashing briefly in a movie actually have any effect on behavior. Now researchers may have finally found a way to test this. Psychologist Anthony Greenwald from the University of Washington began his research by showing volunteer subjects a series of names on a computer screen.
Now the instructions give you a very simple task. If it's a male name, press a key with your right index finger. If it's a female name, press a key with your left index finger.
Sounds simple, but actually was quite hard because the volunteers had to respond in less than half a second. Under this time pressure, lots of mistakes were made. Male names got classified as female and vice versa. Many errors until Greenwald snuck in a subliminal cue in advance.
So just before, say, the name John coming up on the screen that they are to classify as a male name, we show them the name Harry, another male name. They can't see Harry. It's there, it's flashed very briefly, and it's about a tenth of a second or less before John.
But Harry seems to prime the pump.
That subliminal name starts to trigger the correct response of pressing the button for the male name so that they're much more likely to make a correct response to Harry than if we had given them a female name as the subliminal hint.
So a subliminal hint outside of the subject's conscious awareness, for they reported seeing nothing flash on the screen. This unseen clue, according to Greenwald's study, can alter how people evaluate incoming information.
He has provided, without any doubt, the most convincing evidence of subliminal perception in 100 years of people attacking this problem.
Yale University psychologist John Kilstrom calls this research remarkable, showing for the first time, he says, that the unconscious can process the meaning of a subliminal clue.
Once you've demonstrated subliminal perception convincingly, it raises another question. Are there any limits to this?
Yes, says Greenwald. The influence of the subliminal cue doesn't last very long. In fact, its power is gone within a tenth of a second. This casts doubt, adds Greenwald, on the effectiveness of motivational tapes that claim to use subliminal messages to improve memory or self-esteem or help shed pounds.
What we find in our research is that the unconscious mind is a pretty dumb but fast processor.
Well, there is where Greenwald and I have some disagreement.
Not dumb at all, the unconscious, says researcher Howard Chevron from the University of Michigan. In his own research, Chevron finds that if a subliminal message is tailored to an individual, then a more long-lasting effect can be prompted. So, for example, Chevron reports that a person's brain waves actually change if the subliminal word, flashed for a millisecond, is emotionally meaningful for that individual. A neutral subliminal message, Chevron adds, does not alter brainwave patterns.
The unconscious, and I think our research supports this view, is a very complex part of our mind, a very important part of our mind.
Chevron sees such research as validating psychoanalytic theories, first conceived during the last century by psychiatrist Sigmund Freud, holding that the unconscious mind is capable of very powerful mental operations, influencing an individual's behavior, representing itself in complicated dream symbols, and protecting the conscious mind from painful truths, fears, or wishes. But Anthony Greenwald says his study demonstrates the power of the unconscious is more limited.
The unconscious mind appears to work much more simply than was theorized by Freud, although we find that the unconscious mind does do some things that are indeed very useful.
Useful, explains Greenwald, because the kinds of information processing that the unconscious mind can do triggers our conscious minds to pay attention to things that may be important. I'm Michelle Trudeau reporting.